more than 24 hours after the animal itself died, we would have living cells to start to work with, and we would start to grow them in three dimensions. And we realized that we don't really have a cultural language to describe, you know, although tissue culture is existing since the kind of early 20th century, we seem to be lost to words in to describe what is, you know, are those things alive? The rabbit just died 24 hours ago. It's not a living rabbit anymore. Those cells are coming from a complex organism, but we provide them artificial conditions and the cells continue to grow and basically grow into a three-dimensional structure that we provide them. So we need to call them something which would refer to the fact that they're alive, but not alive in the way that we usually tend to think about life of a complex organism. So we had to come up with the term semi-living. I suppose the other question is kind of, and that's I think where the, you know, we are disturbed, is what are we doing with those cells? When we need to get rid of them in the end, are we killing them? Is that something that we need to consider, or is just that basically bringing back to the place where we actually started with, and that's the dead animal? You know, the notion of life is also, and the fact that life can be distributed. So I can take cells out of each one of you and actually grow them here in Perth while your body, the rest of your body is still in London. So we need to start to reevaluate kind of the, and I think, again, it's kind of the thread of this, what we're discussing today, is kind of this idea of notion of self.
And
what it means to be individual and what it means to have a body operating within the world where now that kind of so many different strange things can happen to it, from the brain to the universe to the individual selves.